Fellow Dominicans, friends of Dominica, on this, the fourth anniversary of our attainment of associated statehood, it is appropriate that I invite you all to call seriously to mind the importance of the period in our constitutional advancement when the management of the internal affairs of our country was entrusted to us, albeit with misgivings as to our ability so to do. It was a time when we, conscious of our need to succeed, girded our loins, accepted the challenge, embraced it, and set about resolutely and fearlessly to embark upon a course which would ultimately lead to a predetermined goal. The journey would be difficult, we knew, but our courage and convictions outweighed any possible deterrence. Today, four anniversaries later, while it is not practicable to spell out details of the progress achieved, it is not too much to ask that you contemplate them. Occasions such as these demand that we engage in public manifestations of every aspect of our lives, cultural, social, historical, economic. During the past few weeks, we have done no less, and it is fitting at this stage to pay tribute to those persons, groups, and organizations who, purely from spontaneous civic pride, ensure that this is so. During the past month, groups of people all over the state have brought out the best by competing among themselves in every aspect of our culture. This afternoon, the stage is set in our beautiful botanic gardens for a view in miniature of our cultural heritage. Our finest in court, bamboo flute, patois songs, ballet, quadrille, calypso, and steel band will be on display. We are aware of the efforts of the Sifle Mutain Chorale, the current guardian of our culture in song, led by the indefatigable Jean Lawrence. Their current and first long play release bears testimony to their motivation. Let us congratulate them. The label. The La Belle Theatre, Kubuli and Kayari Creative Dance Troupes, led by Rose Keynes, Raymond Lawrence, and Clifford Douglas respectively, have responded to that innate desire to identify themselves with this cultural expression. No less commendation should go their way. Give them a hand, please. The Regional Youth Camp Dance Troupe demonstrated their ability in no uncertain manner during the National Queen and Calypso King competition organized by the Lions Club. Bravo to them. The Lions Club has established its reputation, and our regard for their contributions have already been publicly expressed. Congratulations to our National Queen. Give them all a hand, please. The Little Theater Group reflected our drama potential. Their effort is highly appreciated. Give them a hand, please. The launching of Radio Dominica on Monday represented yet another positive step towards promoting our national identity. The reopening of the museum, engineered by our new Waite Kubuli group, brought into sharp focus our early history. Great things are expected of them. Our sincere thanks to them. Give them a hand also, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mentioned these, but let us not forget our other bands, too numerous to mention, who constantly contribute to our national heritage. Our national queen contestants, Calypsonians, and individual artists. Highest commendation should go also to the school children, youth groups, service organizations, government band, police and defense force units who are participating in this rally. Tomorrow, our social interactions will be made manifest in the carnival jump up, an aspect of our culture of deep rooted significance. One very welcome and spontaneous feature of this period of meaningful revelry is the sponsorship of the Industrial Buy Local Week by the Manufacturers Association. Time to coincide with these celebrations, and as though to infuse economic awareness, and rightly so, this project has emerged. Our manufactured products are exhibited in as purposeful a manner as is bound to generate local interest. The best wishes of government go out to the association for this ambitious venture. Give them a hand, please. May I take this opportunity, on behalf of the government and people of Dominica, to welcome our guests and thank them for making it possible to be with us on this occasion. His Excellency, the Acting British Representative and Mistress Balthrop, Her Excellency, the High Commissioner of Trinidad and Tobago, Mistress Verna Critchlow, His Excellency and Mistress Ivor D'Souza, Sir D'Souza, High Commissioner for Jamaica, Leader of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association Delegation from the United Kingdom, Right Honorable Frederick Lee, other members of the delegation, the Marquis of Hertford, Mr. Martin, Mr. McLaren, and Mr. Mills, and Mr. William Whitlock, all members of Parliament, Senator Griffith, President of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union, Mrs. Tappin and Graham of the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation. Please enjoy yourselves. Thanks to each and every one present, those who are unable to be here and listening to the broadcast over our national radio, and particularly to those who have contributed in whatever small measure to the success of it all. It is my government's fervent hope that this event will have brought our peoples closer together, and that we shall resolve to forge ahead with renewed determination towards the realization of our cherished goals. I have in my hand a telegram from the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago. Premier Dominica, I send warm greetings and best wishes from the government and people of Trinidad and Tobago to the government and people of Dominica on occasion of their statehood anniversary. We look forward to continued friendship and cooperation between our two countries. Another telegram has just been presented to me by the Cabinet Secretary, telegram from Grenada, following for Premier LeBlanc. Please accept my personal best wishes and those of my government and people on anniversary of statehood. Premier. Ladies and gentlemen, by now everyone is aware of yet another bold attempt to bring West Indians closer together in one political entity on the basis contained in the Grenada Declaration. As I see it, there is no other avenue open to us if we are to make any significant progress and provide the necessary opportunities for all West Indians which can make citizenship and nationhood positive and meaningful. We can no more blame the metropolitan power for keeping us apart. Our destiny is in our own hands to mold and fashion in accordance with the wishes of our peoples. If there is any fly in the ointment, it is to be found in the West Indies itself. I know that there are those who call themselves West Indians who will travel through the length and breadth of this area to play one against the other in keeping with their country's insular policies. We are not unmindful of the echoes of certain past conferences which continue to reverberate over our lands, but we also know that such echoes are fading. I am confident that the stage is set for us in the Eastern Caribbean, who go to sleep and wake up with integration on our lips to set the pace. It calls for goodwill, conviction, and determination. And I would like to think that all of us are endowed with these high qualities, and that our peoples are capable of molding one people under one flag in keeping with our aspirations. On behalf of my wife and myself, I wish one and all a pleasant and enjoyable national celebration. Thank you.